We're learning more today about ongoing cyber attacks against political targets in the United States. We've been talking a lot about how Russia has been involved in disinformation campaigns, but now they are not the only state actor that has been accused by a major U.S. tech company of these types of efforts. Facebook said tonight that it has discovered and disrupted an Iranian disinformation campaign on its network. That is in addition to a new Russian disinformation campaign. NPR political reporter Tim Mak is on the story, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So can you just start us off by telling us exactly what did Facebook discover tonight?
So Facebook says it has taken down a coordinated network of pages originating in Iran and targeting users in the Middle East, in Latin America, the UK, and the United States. And so this campaign involves some 652 pages with close to a million Facebook followers and thousands of dollars of advertising buys. So these Facebook and Instagram accounts, they did a number of things. They pretended to be an independent Iranian media organization while actually linking back to Iranian state media and other parts of the network. They falsely posed as news and civil society organizations to spread political disinformation. Mm-hmm. And this campaign also involved more traditional kind of cyber attacks. This is like attempted hacking and efforts to spread what we call malware. The network of accounts also pushed narratives that include anti-Saudi, anti-Israeli, pro-Palestinian themes, as well as support for specific American policies favorable to Iran.
So how did Facebook find out that these campaigns were even happening?
It's interesting. They were originally tipped off not by kind of their internal security processes, but by FireEye, a third-party cybersecurity firm. And so Facebook launched an investigation, and they revealed hundreds of these Iranian-linked accounts. Facebook has also been emphasizing its work with American law enforcement, and it shared the information about this disinformation campaign that it has discovered with the UK and American governments. Also, because Iran is currently subject to some pretty strict sanctions, Facebook has briefed the Treasury and State Departments on what they found through the investigation that they announced this evening.
Now, hasn't much of this kind of activity been connected to Russia? Usually?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about Russian disinformation.
Over and over again.
And what it looks like now is that the Iranian campaign took a page out of Russia's playbook. We know that Facebook tonight announced not just the Iranian campaign, because that is what is new about what we're learning today. But they also announced that that Facebook has disrupted new Russian accounts. I mean, we talked 3 weeks ago when Facebook shut down more than 30 Russian accounts. It had a massive scope and following that seems similar to what Iranians have done in this case. Separately, Microsoft, in a separate announcement, they said that they had shut down an attempted attack on conservative think tanks and the U.S. government by a Russian hacking group called Fancy Bear. So here's Senator Lindsey Graham at a cybersecurity hearing this afternoon.
America is under cyber attack. We're beginning to act, but not quick enough and not forcefully enough.
Does it seem like there will be more cyber attacks going forward this year? I mean, are you getting any sense of that in your reporting?
Yeah. Senator Mark Warner said that there's a lot of tech companies lining up, essentially, to disrupt some of these campaigns by state actors. We'll see that over and over again, probably in the coming months as we approach the midterm elections. What we're worried about is not only Russian cyber operations, not only Iranian cyber operations, but possibly from North Korea and China as well.
That's NPR's Tim Mak. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.